The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Crap. I often wonder if Oscar Gamble had any children.
Hey, there's one.
Now we know. Now we know.
Nice fro.
Look up 79 Tops Oscar Gamble if you're
wondering. I wish my
wondering.
Hair looked like that.
Well, I'm glad it doesn't, to be honest with you.
Right. Well, there's a type of party that you boys may be invited to, or you may throw one for yourself.
Ain't no party like a...
So, Jimmy Kimmel Live on Monday night. Martin Short was the guest, and he was talking about something that happened. He says that Tom Hanks says,
ooh,
Martin Short and Steve Martin, they all get together the night before their colonoscopies.
You want to hear it?
You have the actual audio?
Yeah, I got old Tom.
They have a competition.
Every 5 years, that magic date comes around, and we get together and compete as to who is going to be able to be the last one to go to the bathroom. We are literally, it's like, we'll be playing cards. So you take this stuff that induces the sluice mechanism to get that whole digestive system clean. The first one to go gets the last choice of when you go in to get the colonoscopy.
I see.
And it's like, I gotta go! And then you go and you can't hold it. And then
who's the strongest?
Well, he's doing their promotional rounds.
Riveting.
Promoting his toy story.
I've never had one of those because I usually mail it in.
We're not asking serious about your work ethic.
Like, have you done that more than once?
Yeah, all the time I do it.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't tell have him anybody to drive me to have a colonoscopy.
You can do them at home.
No, yeah, it's the...
You know how to siphon gas?
But what I was saying is I took my mother to have hers done, and she said the night before was brutal, and she was in a very bad mood.
Can you use a padded mailer bag, or does it have to be a box? That's the worst job in the world.
It's a box that you put it in, and they don't smell it or anything. It's
you use
like Puardy
mail.
Like somebody's got to open those boxes, like millions
of
them.
They're in a lab.
Oh,
it's
man.
Not like I'm giving
that
them
is true.
A like, huge poop or
even
anything.
If you're the place that like. That one, that five strands place or whatever. Like you sitting there touching hair from people.
Oh yeah.
With tweezers, you're not really. Like, using
I don't know. I ain't the guy to have that job, man.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, I hate to
your
tell
Instagram
you.
About made me throw up.
I hate to tell you.
We've never had those, but they offered us the colon blow, but you couldn't eat for 2 days.
Yeah, that's awful. First and secondly, like. I have that normally. They should find out, like, study my body, figure out how I get natural diarrhea all the time, and just, you know, clone me.
Like
or perfume
next,
me, whatever you want to do.
My Instagram made you throw up because I have cadaver bones in my body now. Is that what made you sick?
No, it was, I saw it after the fact. Someone screenshot it and sent it to me.
Well,
I think because you got blocked or whatever.
Yeah.
Surprised you posted it.
Well, I just wanted to let people know what happened because I've been waiting to have this done. And I
Joe still... from Guatemala's on the phone. I don't care about your mouth.
Portugal.
I was supposed to have it done before, but with the insurance and everything,
yes.
I had to put it off. And then I got double insurance from both places that I work.
It's God.
It's the same company.
Double dipper?
Wow. And well, she's got that way with bonuses for years.
You freaking
so,
booyah!
I figured out a way to save myself some money and waited, but then I was in a lot of pain because I waited. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Well, it was nasty.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean, I meant to be, you know.
I'm the worst responder.
Like, you guys go back
so
and do
like,
it. Yeah?
It's so, not. I do it to myself. No one would ever know unless I say, it's so emasculating to be that way. Like
what to be?
To be like just a puss about like blood and guts and like awful injuries and real bad.
Now,
you
do you
know,
get that way if you see animals on the road like a squirrel or?
I cry.
Like guts everywhere and stuff like that.
No, I try not to look at it, and I still do the thing when I drive over like a possum or a squirrel that's already in the road dead. I lift up my butt. I do like a Kegel when I'd ride over it.
You didn't try to pull it to the side a little bit?
It's not like I'm trying to have sex with a woman with her panties on.
I'm saying the animal.
Oh.
And leave it in the road.
No, I didn't touch it. I didn't hit it. Somebody else hit it. I'm basically like, you know, riding over it, but I still, whatever, maybe it's the 20th of Native American in me. Something in my spirit moves my taint to levitate when I drive over a dead. What do you do? When you see a dead animal on the road, you pull over and
if I can,
over.
I
you
do.
Are full of bull dude.
I don't want anybody's animal like that disrespected. If I'm like on a freeway. But if it's in my neighborhood, of course I'm going to put it up.
A possum or a squirrel?
Yes, I'm not going to leave it there.
Thud.
There's a lot of those. Like it's a.
You should adopt a highway then.
There was a little kitten that was ran over and I picked it
we'll
up.
We'll pick up the trash. You pick up all the dead coons and squirrels on the side of the road.
I don't want my cat eating it.
Like it was obviously dead, the kitten.
Oh, that's sad.
There is such a complex in that. I love animals too.
And I didn't
clearly.
I didn't want it to be.
But we care more about animals than we do people.
Yes.
Now, part of that is, well, animals don't have a choice, and that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Imagine if you lived up in a tree somewhere and there comes some son of a gun, some so and so going to subdivide it, make a tiny ass. The yards now in neighborhoods. I have carpet in my house bigger than the grass you have in the backyard.
You get a little bit of yard.
I mean, they don't even call it yard no more.
You're lucky if you get a full acre.
It's called a green space.
Green
can't
space.
Call it a yard. It ain't a yard. You can't even lay down without touching head to feet on fence. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
So we can't say soldier. We have to say military personnel.
Yeah, and I was talking to a real estate friend yesterday, and they're businessy, so they keep up on all the stuff. They were talking about the mail delivery person. I died.
What?
The mail delivery person. I was like, how about just mail person? If we're going to go that route.
Well, how about carrier?
Are they talking about
mail carrier?
You just don't like the fact that it's person to deliver the mail?
No, I just love the fact. I get it. They're male women. But call them male people if we're going to do anything. But then to young immigrants in the country, they would think it meant, you know, like young male.
People or persons?
I'm not some kind of like feminist, sympathizer or whatever. But like when I did see the DOT lady standing there beside the men working sign, I felt for her. I really did. And she could identify as a man, mm-hmm. and that's her choice to do that. Yeah, of course. Like men working, it's like have we updated our sign since 48?
They let women hold the flags, at least. I've seen that.
And vote. Hopefully, did you see that yesterday?
Yeah, a lot of them voted for Lindsey Graham.
Let them run now.
Because some guy with a stop sign didn't figure it out, and they were like, the other day.
That's the one. That's already in South Carolina. You're seeing that job taken by robots or AI or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it's got an arm with a stoplight on it.
Yep. It can feel the car getting closer. It automatically. It's like, I feel for the guy that had that job that had to... He's probably getting TMJ or what? Not TMJ. What is it? What is it they'd always say if you JO'd too much, you'd get it?
A girlfriend.
Jill off.
A hog.
I don't know. What you get arthritis? Is that what it is?
He's flicking his wrist back and forth.
Yeah. You have to wear one of them damn gloves. It's like you're going bowling. You know, them damn things. I don't know.
Waking up. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Hey, Rise Guys. Saturday night, my wife and I paid several hundred dollars to see Bill Murray and his band perform at a charity event in Greenville. I've attached two videos. Am I crazy or was this just awful? The band did nothing but covers. Bill sounded half asleep most of the show. It felt like a rehearsal that no one was supposed to see. Now, I know it's for charity, but for that kind of money, I expected to see more than watching Bill Murray look like he'd rather be in bed taking a nap. Did anyone else go and leave feeling ripped off? And that comes from Stefan. I don't know. Maybe it's Stephen. If you see it with...
Stefan?
With it's with the PH.
Maybe it's Stephen.
Well, it's no Wonderboy. He's with a PH.
Maybe it's Stephen.
Step in. Nevertheless, would you step in?
Step.
So, okay.
I don't know how the crowd was. I don't know anybody that went.
I was going to say, what a weekend for Greenville it was, as far as you know, events and stuff going on. I mean, come off the Pro-Am.
Yeah.
And then you had Timmy Tyler Childers
Friday night.
Friday night, and then freaking Bill Murray on Saturday night.
Which, I got to be honest, I know somebody that went to Timmy Tyler and said, wasn't that good?
I wonder if Bill Murray went to it. We just didn't see him.
God, he could have. Now, when he did the concert Saturday, was he playing that day?
And he did this after? I don't think they, I think that's just like the real players play that day, right?
Okay. I don't know.
I've never went more than day one of that.
That's usually when we try to go on the first day, because we were like, you know, maybe we can get some people. And it was always Thornblade because it was closer and nicer, to be honest with you.
And the food was stupendous. All right. So let's play the audio. I don't know which is which or any of that, so just at your leisure.
I don't think I have to tell you what the songs are. You're probably going to know.
Yeah, because he said they're all covers.
So here's the first one.
Said Rat Face Cove.
First off,
does he drink?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, for some reason, I feel like he's sober now.
He is 75. I remember that by looking it up. So I don't know if he's into that stuff anymore. He might enjoy a nice cigar, like a big one that looks like a dog turd now.
Yeah. Did he get married?
I don't think so. They said he was with, what's her name? The singer?
Kelis.
Yes.
Milkshake.
Well, she's thick. I don't know if he can handle that thickness at his age.
Occasionally bartended at events. He's historically insisted that he's not considering himself an alcoholic, but does enjoy. Okay, well,
how many people were singing the damn song? It's not just him.
No, it sounded like they had a horn too. When you go to see Bill Murray perform music, are you expecting like great music?
I didn't know he had a band until they said he was coming to town with the band.
Right.
And I assumed, okay, well, if he's got a band, they got songs, right? Like, they got their own material.
Is it his real brothers?
One of them is. Now, he's got a lot of brothers. You know, Grisman's boss is his brother, Brian Doyle.
That's why Kelis hung out with him.
To get to him. Put it over there with the others. I got to cut out bonuses.
Oh, God, that's right, yes.
Did you see the clip of Murray on the course? Some guy walks up to him with a big long lens camera.
Somebody told me about it. I did not see it.
And Murray puts his club in the guy's chest and says, hey, you need to say who you are before you start taking pictures.
The
guy just kind of cowered down to him. And like, Murray put his club in the guy's chest.
And he wasn't doing like a over-the-top bit?
No.
Wow.
He was telling him, he was like, you need to announce who you are. And this guy, photographer, didn't say anything. Now, he might have been worried about his job I imagine Bill Murray could get some people fired if he wanted to. So maybe that's why he let it go.
Yeah.
But if a grown man's like touching you with a golf club,
you're
not just going to walk away, are you?
Plus, if you're at a charity golf tournament, like, A, it's charity. B, people are there you're there to be photographed. Like, plus, you're outside. It's like those people. Now, I found out the other day Big Brown is a fan of those videos where people, I forget what it's called, but they wear like Meta glasses or GoPros. GoPro. Have you seen GoPros like falling apart? Meta.
Oh, really?
Meta's killing it now. No, like GoPro, who would have ever thought is like a single.
Well, they're too cumbersome. They never got smaller.
Yeah. So Big Brown likes the videos where people go to like sheriff's offices or like the DMV. In video, and because they, you know, it's illegal to do, but these people say, well, we're taxpayers and we paid for this building, so we should be able to video wherever we want to. Are they going to stand in the police parking lot
and ask the cops questions that cops ask people?
Yeah, well, yeah. And so, anyway,
I love that stuff. There is another clip.
Okay, yeah. My point, though, is if you're out publicly at an event, that'd be like if you go to a Braves game and Acuna turns around and says, quit taking my picture, I'm trying to hit the ball.
Like, quit getting hurt.
Yeah.
And, how about that?
Yeah. Pray for me, Danhausen. Quit cursing me. All right, more Bill Murray performance.
You'll know this song for sure.
Werewolf.
Hang on a minute, baby.
I know. I'm going to do a page, but let's roll it back. Right here.
This is Bill working a bit, and the people are. Look, if you paid money for, like, you're right, it goes to charity, but
yeah,
Bill's doing a bit.
I don't know what charity it was, but it's like I know somebody that went to see Steve Martin at Spartanburg when he's, you know, he does plays banjo.
Martinburg.
And they were kind of a little miffed, I guess is the word, that he didn't do any comedy. You know,
He's not like one that mixes it up like that. He's a real prick when it comes to that.
So you think Bill Murray just like, but don't you think most people are, they're not going to expect to see, like if I went to see Dan Aykroyd, well, let's say years ago, and I don't know that he still does it now, back during the House of Blues openings, he would go do the Blues Brothers stuff. I'm not thinking it's going to be all that good, but it's like them doing it.
Well, yeah. Like he takes it a little more seriously. You never can believe. Like, 9 times out of 10, whatever Bill Murray's doing is a bit.
Right. Like the Khalees thing, I thought was a bit. Or like when he just shows up randomly at people's weddings and stuff.
Yeah, see, like there's a couple famous stories like that where he'll go up to people at restaurants, take their food, and say to them, nobody's going to believe you if you tell them that I took your food.
Yeah. We should try that locally.
Can we get arrested? Dude, can I do it again? Just give me one more. Because I heard up until that, don't let them in. But after that.
My daddy loved that song, but I bet he didn't like hearing that one.
Hello, the Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all these crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
What about that?
The Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Break
it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hello, famous people celebrating the birthday on today, the 10th of June. Happy birthday.
Oh,
you can suck it.
Look at that. It's not even Friday and she's sucking it already. We don't have like this.
Really bad.
This might be one of the worst days for birthdays.
Oh.
In the history of the whole goddamn world.
Yesterday was a big day. There was a bunch of birthdays.
Oh,
yesterday.
Man. Nobody was born today?
No, no one. One of those weird days. No one was born.
None bigger than Teddy Matt yesterday.
Oh, that was the biggest one. Sorry,
that
I missed
that's the only person I knew that had a birthday yesterday.
Yep. Well, let's start with a very famous, very buxom, as you could say, Sports Illustrated model, whose husband is a Hall of Fame, or will be a Hall of Famer, baseball pitcher.
You must be referring to Olivia Livy Dunn.
No.
No?
No. Her husband was a Tiger, an Astro.
Pretty Verlander.
Sure. Verlander, yeah.
Give me her initials.
K-U.
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton's birthday.
You know, I this sounds very G, but I follow Architectural Digest on YouTube. And the reason I do is because they go to, like, it's kind of like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, but not as, like, bougie. It's
long stalls.
It just goes to regular, you know, famous people's houses. You get to see it. And they did his on there. And boy, you can tell, like, she runs things.
It's like a more bougie Cribs, I guess you could
say.
Yeah,
but she runs that life. Like, you tell, even the way he's dressed for it, it's like...
He probably don't mind it either.
Well, it's a trade-off, I guess.
Remember their bathroom selfie together? They got leaked out.
You could see see her butt crack or his butt crack.
They were both butt naked in the mirror.
Yeah, we were going to recreate it, and we can decide who's going to be Kate.
They kind of had an odd ass like Adam 22 does.
She's not 40 yet.
Not 40.
Okay. Not 40.
Not 40.
Paige says 38?
Not 38.
Oh. I'll go 39 now.
How do you like that, Apple? Kate, you locked in now.
37.
Kate Upton is 34.
Oh, God.
A little younger. So I think Verlander is 42 or 43.
We messed up.
He's near the end.
Yeah, if he's not pitching now, he's close to the end. I can't remember if this is the country singer that went to Clemson or not. Lee Bryce?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain, yeah.
Yeah, Lee Bryce's birthday.
Lee Bryce.
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 With a name like that, he should have went to Easley High School.
Is that Copper or Bryce?
Bryce.
Bryce.
That's, you know what? That's actually the way, like, not bougie people. Like, my daughter, I don't know where she gets it at. She says home.
Home.
The one who lives on a farm. The one who I'm her daddy that says home.
Does she have a lot of Yankee friends by chance?
No, I don't allow it.
Home.
Home. Dad, have you seen my phone? Like, I've seen your phone. You probably left it at home. Oh, yeah, I left my phone at home.
I took it until you say it right.
43.
I'll say 43. What the
hell? So you both say 43.
Yeah.
Lee Bryce is 47.
Wow.
You're old today.
He's one of those guys, super famous, popular. I can't tell you any of his songs, but I've heard them and know them and like them, but I just can't.
See, like, it's amazing to me what blows up a country artist, like, you know, Luke Combs.
Oh, I thought, I didn't know that. I didn't know which example you were going to use.
Like, Luke Combs is massive.
I told you. Well, he is a big guy. He lost a lot of weight recently.
So it's got to be about the songwriting, right?
Or
what songs they give to you?
Well, that or.
A lot of country singers.
Oh, there's a lot, but then you have it splices off to that ain't real country. I'm guilty of it too. Like that, what's the girl?
That country,
Megan Maroney. Is that? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
I was like, that ain't country, man. God.
That ain't country. I'll kick your ass.
I'll kick your ass.
Old David. Let's go with. He was in Road Trip. I think the famous line from Road Trip he said was, "I got her panties." Because he hooked up with the big girl.
Was he in American Pie?
He was not in American Pie. But he was in a bunch of other stuff. You might not get it. DJ Qualls.
Oh. Yeah, dude. He was the one who, on Road Trip, he lost his virginity, that big black lady.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was his first movie, he said.
Really?
Yep. First ever, because I think when he went to Hollywood, he got a movie pretty quick.
DJ Qualls.
I believe he's from Tennessee.
You know the best DJs are. They really are.
They really are.
Khaled. Don't believe it. He's not from the Bahamas.
He's from Ottawa.
Actually, I think he's from Iran or somewhere like that.
Khaled was actually driving the truck that blew up all the firecrackers the other day on the interstate.
Dude, damn it. Wow, man. You texted me about that. And I was like, yeah, we should do a segment about that and try to find. Make a note tomorrow, Paige.
Okay, DJ Khaled blew up a truck.
No.
What'd you say?
We want to find the guy whose firework truck blew up in Chattanooga.
Yeah, we want to talk to that guy.
We want to talk to him and ask him if he had to pay for it and all this.
What the hell happened? Why did you have so many? I don't want to give away all the questions.
Right.
I'll do it.
God, DJ Khaled was born in New Orleans.
Was he?
My bad. I know his real name's like Muhammad Kamad Shad, something or another.
Way to generalize.
Well... Oh, I better pull back on that. His parents. It says navigated here. I've never heard it said that way.
What was his first name? The Angry Arab or the Arab Attack? Or
Khaled Muhammad Khalid Muhammad Khalid.
Like his first,
I sound like I'm announcing NBA games.
His first DJ name was something like that. Arab something.
God, I don't have that here. But his... His parents navigated to New Orleans
in
via Palestine.
Oh, so he's got an opinion.
So I was close. Yeah, he's got an opinion for sure. I can't find his first rap name.
First rap name. I knew it was Arab Attack. That's what it was.
The Arab Attack.
Yeah.
Dude, just you know like that reminds me of? The Egyptian Lover. Egyptian Lover.
J. Cole called himself the Vietnam Bomber.
Oh.
From Fayetteville.
You know, his brother, Andrew, is a great singer, too. He just can't use the same name. No one wants to go see A. Cole.
DJ Qualls is 48.
Oh, we totally missed it.
You want to guess Faith Evans? She used to be married to the Notorious Big.
She also made love to Tupac Shakur.
That's the rumor. That's the word.
And you know she was probably at... She did something at a Diddy party.
She made love.
She might have, Little Kim, was she implicated in any kind of Diddy situations? I don't remember.
I think she got a public indecency thing for MTV Top that night.
For Diana Ross jiggling her...
jiggling her boobie.
Oh, God.
40. Are we out of the 40s yet?
We're out of the 40s.
We're out of the 40s.
I'd say 53.
53, too.
She is 50 damn 3 years old, you cheater.
I'm not. I just guessed
I'm still on DJ Khaled Wiki.
All right, we'll guess Bill Burr. If you want to.
Paige, that's what loggers yell when a tree is falling. Did you know that?
Yeah, who is that?
The comedian, Bill Burr.
Very, very...
somewhat controversial these days.
I was going to say controversial. 50... I'm going to go also 53.
53.
Bill Burr's been around for a minute. He's 58 years old today. This one might trick you. You want to guess Elizabeth?
What is his big controversy, though? Is it politics? Is that what it is?
Yeah, some people are like, you know.
It's weird. Is political?
Is he woke? Is he not woke, quote unquote?
But then when you have the other side that does it, it's... I never thought you would have a category of comedy called MAGA comedy. But there is. Yeah. I mean, like, literally, it's a genre of comedy.
And we love it. We love to watch.
Incredible.
Weird.
You can go see some of it at the Mothership this weekend.
We love MAGA condoms. Do we love to wear the MAGAs?
Oh, Lord. That's Magnum.
If you got a big one.
It's Magnum, Your Honor.
Bill Burr's 58 years old.
Okay.
You want to guess Elizabeth Hurley?
63.
The woman who never ages?
64.
Well, she's 61 years old today. Oh,
that was Hugh Grant's.
Her new boyfriend, they don't fit.
No, they don't. What, is he too big for her?
No, she's with... Billy Ray Cyrus.
No.
Yeah. I remember now. Look that up. I think they've been going for a little bit
now. She went from Hugh Grant to Billy Ray.
Well, there might have been one in between
those two. He just wasn't nice to his ex.
You want to guess Kate Flannery real quick while you look it up?
Yeah, I love The Office. Redheaded drunk from that show.
Yeah, yep. She was funny.
Meredith.
Former guest of the show. She wrote an autobiography and we're like, why? 61.
64.
62 years old. And happy heavenly birthday to Judy Garland. Would have been 104 years old.
God, speaking of drunks.
Hattie McDaniel would have been older than that.
It is a very sad story. You should go watch her interview on, I think it was Dick Cavett, right before she died. She started like spilling the beans on Hollywood.
Dude.
Do not go to Hollywood. It will ruin your life, kids.
I feel sorry for her.
That's a guy I would love to talk to because he's still with us.
I know, strangely enough.
And just disappeared from the spotlight.
Yeah. Remember in Forrest Gump when you had, Forrest sitting there with John Lennon, I think Muhammad Ali is in
there, maybe.
Like that he was really the guy that was the set down interview guy.
He got everybody, and then it kind of like it would shift to Tom Snyder for a little bit late night. You know, they go back and forth with Letterman and whatnot.
I tell you who, it's not because she's female or anything like that. But who got like pushed up to this level of being the interviewer? And I thought she wasn't all that good. Barbara Wall was. I didn't think she was ever like she didn't ever. It was always padded, real like. Fluffy kind of, interview. She never would go after anybody.
She was the first, too. She blew it open for the females.
Oh, yeah. Like, there would be no Oprah without Barbara Wallace. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Barbara.
Barbara Wawa.
The inspired woman that pees outside.
Like, she was on The View.
She was like the one. Yeah, I think she got ran off from that. Because she got pissed at some of them. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, really.
I don't watch that.
Yeah, Paige is absolutely. They've been dating for a year now. They met on the movie set of, this must have been a Hallmark movie, Christmas in Paradise.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. God,
he I should be happy for him, like a horse.
I should be happy for people in love and happy for her, but he wasn't nice to his ex, and Miley, they don't even communicate, so I think.
Well, he's probably ashamed that she urinates on the side of the road.
Still, it's her daughter.
Oh, I was talking about Oprah doing that.
Well, they both do it. Oprah did it in a movie for money. Miley just
does
it.
That's where I think she and Hannah Montana met. They were
a cross episode.
They were behind a rest area. There were no seats available. They were behind.
You gotta
there.
Go.
Like, wait a minute.
You gotta
are
go.
Are you Hannah Montana? Like, she's like, oh my God, are you Harpo?
And did you see Hannah Montana and The Color Purple and got them mixed up?
He watched the wrong
Make
movie.
That for AI, Paige.
Please.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Hey, I don't want to promise you for sure, but on the books, it is for dude to come back on tomorrow, Matthew.
Said he would.
To come on and call his coworker. That didn't work out yesterday, so he says he'll be on tomorrow. Get the podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.